Cape Talk. Cars with Juliet Maguire.
This feature is brought to you by Millstock Cars. Find them at 501 501 Main Road Observatory. Millstock Cars, the perfectionists. Yeah, I didn't know that you motoring journalists did cars like Toyota Corollas. because they're kind of review proof, aren't they? I mean, it's such a popular car, has been for such a long time. It's got such a positive brand image.
Yes.
But really, what's the point?
I'm really glad you said that. That was my opening. Thank you for doing it for me.
Sorry.
No, but it's fair. I said, what do you think of when you think of Corolla? And it is that. It's practicality and reliability, but it's also...
Trade-in value.
Yeah, all the good things.
But not exciting. You don't think of it as an exciting car.
But boring, but like an Uber car almost now as well. People are just like, there's not much to it. Which is why it's so exciting that they've now brought out the Toyota Corolla hatch. Which is, it was the Auris. They've just taken off the Auris badge and stuck on the Corolla badge. So I'd say it's the first time we've had a good-looking Corolla, which is, I'm a bit mean to say, to the sedan version, but it's not exactly striking. This hatch really is. It's a very good-looking car. In fact, most reviews, even around the world, that are writing about it, that's one of the comments, is just how good-looking it is. So that's
really
positive.
Does it presage? A redesign of Toyotas generally? Is this the first in a series of slightly more sexy Corollas?
I think so. They have spoken about that. They did in the press release a bit, obviously, when we were at the business presentation. But most manufacturers do. They start talking about the design language and where they're headed. But I think you can have a bit more fun with a hatch than you can with a sedan. So the interior is just as, it's maybe not as striking, but it's, again, that sort of Toyota... and Corolla, great quality. The materials are amazing. And something that I know, I hate to say it, but Volkswagen Golf is the benchmark in this segment. So to say a car, especially the interior, feels quite similar to a Golf is a really positive thing.
Yeah.
Golf fans will maybe not love that, but it really is. It's solid and it feels solid, which is what you want in a car in general. The only downside, I'd say, is space. The rear passenger legroom and headroom isn't amazing. I'm not tall in any way. And if I do this, you know, lift up my hands a little bit, I touch the roof and my knees, I can't cross my legs. That's my gauge. If I sit behind myself, then I know it's quite small. And the boot's only 294 liters, which is one of the smallest in the segment because it's got a full size spare tire, which takes up all the room. But Toyota's kept it simple when it comes to the trim levels. You get XS and XR. There's no sort of entry level. The XS is mid-grade, so you've got loads of standard features. Both models powered by an excellent 1.2-litre turbo petrol, which you find in the CHR. And it's an excellent engine. It really, really is. It's very punchy. It's quite frugal. They claim 6.1 litres per 100Ks. I was averaging about 7 on the launch, but I also don't drive. I mean, I don't drive very fast.
You always drive according to the speed limit.
Always.
Which is applicable. Yes.
That is always applicable. But I do tend to have a heavy foot getting up to the speed limit. So if you drive a bit more economically, you'll get a better fuel consumption. Pricing starts at just 336,800 Rand for the XS, which is in line with the Golf, you get loads more features. If you had to spec your Golf up, you're going to spend a lot more than that. If you're going to spec it up to this, it'll be interesting. The Ford Focus is due here, the new one this year. So it'll be interesting to see how much that is. At the moment, the Corolla sits above that on a price range, but it's the old model. So as soon as that new model comes in, I still think the hatch might sit below that. So it's an excellent product, and it's got Toyota and Corolla in the name.
Does it have the Auris NCAP safety rating? Somebody asks.
I haven't seen the safety rating as of yet, but
you drive for a couple of days and then hand it back. So
yes, and also because it's the new model, so it won't be as much as we had two generations of Auris. We no longer have that. It's now the Corolla. So I could look up that. I could look that up and find out for sure.
Okay, and then tomorrow night you are emceeing. You're not the master of ceremonies. What are you?
Absolutely the master of ceremonies.
No, but you can't be. You can't. You're the
Because the mistress of
no. you see my dilemma.
I do.
At Car Magazine's Top 12, what's that?
Yes, so their Top 12 Best Buys Awards. It's their awards that they choose the best cars in the country. you know, I started my career at Car Magazine, so this is like full circle that I'm now going to be there. I'm not judging it. They've got their editorial team, which combined, out of the 8 members, have 100 years of experience combined, which is pretty impressive. They're the experts of the experts, I suppose, within the industry. So they're going to announce their winners tomorrow night, including Company of the Year, which is always a big one because that's what every sort of manufacturer is going for, isn't it? So the results will come out next Monday in the April issue of Car Magazine, but it will be online on Wednesday. And if you go to my website as well, you might just get the scoop on Wednesday as well.
Thank you very, very much indeed. You